64, 65 members of staff just in this area alone. And we'd done nothing else but what was then river maintenance, which was everything in sort of three lines. Firstly, you had the pioneering work, which was going up through on the various streams and ripping all the trees out and all the cover ready for the dredger to make the water flow faster, to get the water down to the sea. And then also the during that spell in 1960, we had a massive flood which flooded Lewis, and that's when the ball really started rolling on the land drainage. And the land drainage in those days, I mean, there were no prisoners taken from the point of view, there were no trees left standing, you know, everything that was in the line of the machine had to go. Goes. Everything was, when the dredging was done, it was done to, in a lot of cases, to a 1 to 1.5 inch batter on a batter rule, and that was dead steep straight down to the waterline. And you had to keep it shorn with a shoring iron to take out the lumps and bumps after the machine had finished. And that's what I was doing on the Uck. And then I went also from there onto the general gangs, which were things like brushing the various small tributary streams. A lot of fascination because you know, every stream you went to was different. And bearing in mind that through the war years there wasn't so much done, a lot of stuff was done under one the WARAG, which was the War Agricultural Committee, which to a certain extent done the land drainage, but for crop production and things like that. But you know, in those days, I mean, we were taking anything and everything out. And at the end of the day, well, sadly, I mean, the river itself looked very much like the Suez Canal, with nothing on either side of it, no trees, no bushes. Everything had to be taken right out, you know, irrespectively, cut right back or pulled out. Usually it was pulled out, and we used to have some massive great big bonfires going, you know, burning all the stuff up.